Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again.
I just can't keep bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our new friend, Fred Cuellar. He's known as the Diamond Guy. He's designed championship rings for a bunch of NFL teams and a bunch of NHL teams and on. He's been in the diamond business all of his life, but he found out through a physical medical challenge that he had of his own that he was upside down with his eating practices. And so he learned a new way, and he's written a book about it called The Buffer Zone Diet. And it's fascinating, folks. If you get a chance, go back. If you haven't already, go back and listen to the previous segment, because we're gonna keep on going. Fred, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. Continue the conversation that we're having about how to get on this diet. Let me set you up with this one thing, folks. The last point he made was, and you folks out there with inventory, you know about this. Just in case inventory is when you buy a bunch of stuff hoping you'll sell it. And you probably won't, and that's your cash out in the warehouse. It's not going anywhere, and it's killing you. Yeah. Just-in-time inventory is when you get it in just as it needs to be sold. That's the way you converted your diet, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Boy, you put it exactly in the right terms. What I found out was that you could have two people who could eat the same amount of calories, have the exact same diet, but depending on when they place that food in their body, that they would metabolize the food differently. And as we get older, our metabolism changes. So what ends up happening is the typical person, unknowingly, even if they eat the right amount of calories every single day, is storing 10 to 23 calories of triglycerides or body fat every single day.
Wow.
That is turning into 1 to 2.3 pounds of body fat every year, 10 to 23 pounds of body fat every decade, and displacing lean body mass. So suddenly you wake up in your 40s and 50s and go, what the heck happened? Where did this
right.
weight come from?
Right.
And since triglycerides are slowly built into the reserves into our body, if you don't know the secret at how to burn body fat, you've got to operate your body 80% of the time on glycogen, just in food, and 20% of the time on old fat. If not, you're going to just keep getting fatter. And
what is the term? What is the term that they use when your body thinks it needs to burn that fat? There's a term for that.
Yeah, it's called ketosis.
Ketosis, that's it, right.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're talking about?
It pretty much. What I found out was that snacks were just evil. The snack industry, the minute you eat a snack, you can't just eat one. When the minute you eat a snack, it revs up. Eating makes you hungry. So very first and foremost, remove snacks from your diet. You have three shots at food a day. You can't skip breakfast. I tried. I learned that the hard way. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Now, based on how much movement we're getting a day, you have one big meal a day. Ideally, that big meal should be for lunch. If not, make it dinner.
What about breakfast? What's wrong with having a big breakfast?
No, you're going to be in trouble, because what's going to end up happening is your body is going to run into a mess. And you're going to find yourself in about 3 to 4 hours, you're going to be hungry again. So breakfast's job is just like a battery in a car. It's just to jumpstart you. You can overdo the breakfast. 20% of your caloric intake should be for breakfast. And then ideally your best meal should be for lunch. 3 to 5 hours between breakfast and lunch, 3 to 5 hours between lunch and dinner. Now the buffer zone, that's the space between the meals. What I found out was the belief was that your body would only go after fat after your glycogen stores were exhausted. I thought they had to be wrong. My hypothesis was that if that digestive tract had no fuel in it, and if your glycogen stores were at 50%,
right.
Then your body would go after the body.
Isn't that when we feel hungry, though, when we want to put something in our mouth?
Well, I even talk about that in the book. There's an emotional hunger, and there's real hunger. Real hunger isn't a picky eater. Someone goes, hey,
right.
You want to have some sushi? And they go, well, I'm not in the mood for sushi.
No, but real hunger is when your stomach makes you sneeze. That's real hunger.
No. Sometimes your stomach will send ghrelin to the hypothalamus of your brain, and it's telling you that the stomach is empty. But your stomach is not a fuel tank.
Mm-hmm.
Your primary fuel tank is your liver and your muscles. Your secondary fuel tank is your fatty acid tissue. My point is this. once I believed that, okay, the body will switch over to fat fuel when the digestive tract is empty and when your glycogen stores were down 50%, I tested it out. So I had my last meal of the day. I went to Walgreens, and I got some ketone strips, and I said, okay, let's check this out. The body burns 75 to 100 calories an hour, urinated on a strip every single hour. Now, it takes 5 hours for a stomach max to digest the meal, 3 hours small intestine. So I knew the body would not switch over and start burning some of those adipose tissue at 8 hours. It took 2 hours to transition, and exactly every single day at 10 hours, the body switched to body fat.
Wow.
So then it hit me. Okay, the main big buffer zone of every single day, stop snacks. When the sun goes down, put your fork down.
Right.
So I stopped eating at 6 o'clock at night. I had breakfast at 9.
No food after 6.
Right. And then, and if it's after 7, then breakfast at 10. So then
right.
That was 15 hours. I subtracted 10 to switch over to body fat. That gave me 5 hours of fat burning
mm-hmm.
every single night. That's 437.5
calories
of body fat.
But what if you just ate 2 meals a day? Is that a mistake?
You could theoretically do that. Because if there is a throwaway meal, it's supper. It's not breakfast
right.
for lunch. You
right,
have to
exactly.
have breakfast. You have to have lunch. But if, let's say you had lunch at 12 or 1 o'clock, and that's a full tank meal, which
right.
is over 50% of your caloric intake, that's 10 hours.
Hey, Fred, I gotta wrap it up because we're running out of time. The book is called The Buffer Zone Diet. Will you come back?
Oh, whenever you want. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to continue this conversation. Good job today. And thanks again for the book. Good job for helping us out with this.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Fred Cuellar, ladies and gentlemen. Q-U-E-L-L-A-R is how you spell his last name. Fascinating stuff, huh? Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.